Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of The Naughty Step, a parenting podcast for parenting people starring columnist, book writing man and daddy, Stuart Heritage, and me, journalist, columnist, working mother of two, Robin Wilder, hashtag you got this mama. If you haven't listened before, we are married, we've got two small sons, and for the next 25 minutes we're going to swear at you about parenting.
This week we're going to talk about
going away with your children.
The YouTube channel Badanuma. Badanamu? The YouTube channel Badanu... Why did you give me this word, you shit fuck?
Can we keep this in?
No. The YouTube channel Badanamu.
And looking after other people's children.
So let's get on with it.
Hello, Stuart.
That was quite the intro.
What?
How come I was daddy and you're like, hashtag we got this?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because I'm a woman. Oh, and God. I'm on Instagram and pow pow hashtags. This girl can. I don't know if that's the right
What's
hashtag.
Going on with you?
I don't know. I'm just trying something new.
You're up. And what's that?
Competence.
It's very energetic competence.
You keep saying energy, energy, energy before
and
we do the podcast.
Do you know what? That was a very energetic introduction. I liked
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It's
daddy.
Don't, please don't do that. Oh, God. Oh, I think my penis fell off.
I just noticed you referred to me as mummy a couple of times this weekend.
Did I?
Yeah, you gave me a cup of tea and went, here you go, mummy.
No,
and
I don't.
I feel like we're falling down a bad hole.
Absolutely, definitely did not. I didn't
no,
make you a cup of tea.
Well, you didn't make me a cup of tea, no.
I never make you tea. You've got such a weird, precise way of making coffee. I've just stopped making you hot drinks now.
Did you ever start?
No, I did. No. I think I did. You were like, no, I don't like it like this. Like, I'll show you how I do it. And I was like, you fucking do it yourself.
That's an interesting reason to not make me coffee.
What?
If you love me, you would just learn
okay,
how to do
how
it.
How do you do it?
2 spoons.
Of?
Coffee.
Right.
3 sweeteners.
Uh-huh.
And approximately 1/3 of a cup of milk.
Not cream. I thought you was double cream
right.
for a while.
So I'm on the ketogenic diet, hashtag this girl can. So when I'm on that, then it's cream. But then it's only a little bit of cream because cream's quite creamy. Good chat. Good.
Well, fascinating for the listeners. Our 7 remaining listeners, I'm sure, are thrilled about this.
So today we're talking about going away with your children, which
yes,
we have just done.
We've just done it.
Not to stay with anyone, just to go and look at Milton Keynes.
Yeah. I like Milton Keynes, by
yeah,
the way.
It's pretty good.
It's a sensible town. It's what I like. It's none of this higgledy-piggledy London bullshit.
It's interesting, I think, how you start to classify where you go when you've got children.
What do you mean?
Like, if I did a TripAdvisor of a review of the flat, I'd be like, I like how it was carpeted throughout. I liked how much space there was between the furniture so that my baby could run around. I liked how, you know, the beds weren't incredibly high, so if my son fell out of bed, he didn't hurt himself.
I like that the windows could only be opened from a certain height.
Yes. Thank you for having a bath.
Yeah.
So that we can give our children baths.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it never used to be. So, I mean, what this is the subject that we're discussing is going away with kids.
Yes.
Have we had any bad experiences of going away with kids?
I can't remember.
I think we have.
Okay, well, then you can
do
cut
you remember?
That out.
No, I'm going to leave that in there, 45 seconds of you umming. Do you remember we were going somewhere? This is just when we haven't had a meaningful going away with two kids holiday yet.
Not really.
Not at all, actually.
No.
We haven't, because we don't have any time or any money. But last time we went away, exactly 2 years ago, we went to Finland.
With our one son.
Yeah, with a one-year-old. And we before the flight, we had a very, very early flight. So we stayed in the Yotel.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember staying in the fucking Yotel?
I think, yes.
Right. Rule number one of going away with kids, never stay in a Yotel. The Yotel, for those of you who don't know, is a capsule.
Yes.
Hotel. It's underground. It's inside Gatwick Airport. It isn't airport adjacent. It's inside the actual airport.
Can you describe the room? Because I can't quite remember.
It is. Well, you go there. It's a dark... You think it'd be like fun in Japanese, and it's not. It's a dark corridor staffed by someone who looks like they haven't seen sunlight for 3 or 4 years and hates everyone as a result. And then you get in a room, which is tiny. And we shelled out for a big room as well. So we had a double bed and a television. But there was no space around it. You had to sort of climb up on the...
And that was with the baby.
That was with the baby.
For some reason, I thought
and a pushchair and suitcases. And we couldn't fit everything in. And...
It was quite claustrophobic. The ceiling was very low, I remember.
Yeah, ceiling was incredibly low. And the toilet, the partition between the toilet and the bed was entirely glass. You could see everything that everyone was doing.
It was like they put a double bed in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And then... We had to go in there with all of our baby paraphernalia.
It was like, you know, every now and again, someone will tweet out a picture of a terrible London rental that they're charging £1 million for. And it's just a mattress sort of...
In a toilet.
Yeah, it was just like that. It was awful. And that was sad.
That was pretty bad.
The trip we just had was an overwhelming success in terms of having children, going away with kids. In terms of, like, everything else, it wasn't. We had a screaming argument in an underpass.
Yep.
We had all sorts... Like, things went wrong. Little things went wrong, and we ended up just yelling at each other.
I had a bit of a revelation about dinner, though, because we met up with some friends who live in Milton Keynes, and we met up with some of them at dinner, which was, like, 6 p.m, and all the kids were tired and just sort of acting up a bit, and it was a bit stressful.
Mm.
And I was trying to enjoy a glass of wine and tell myself that it was a relaxing time. And it wasn't that relaxing. But we had brunch, which it turns out is the ideal time to go out and have a meal with your kids.
Yeah.
Because they're not tired enough to have a nap. And they've been up for a little while, so they're not sleepy. They're not at either end of the sleepy spectrum. And everyone's excited about having pancakes.
Yeah.
Everybody got on. We all had fun.
Yeah. Dinner was miserable. Brunch is great. So that's rule number two. If you're going out, go out for brunch. Don't go out for dinner.
And number one is don't stay in a hotel.
Number one A, don't fucking stay in a hotel at all. It's bad.
Yeah.
Right? A hotel is... Oh, God. I don't know. We couldn't have done it with two kids. With one kid, we once stayed in a hotel. So your kid goes to sleep at, like, what, 7?
And then what do you
do? And then you're in the same room as them.
And also, you booked the hotel, which was like this romantic getaway hotel. It's like all the walls were black.
Oh, the one in Reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were
well, it was not. I thought we'd have a... Yeah, all right. So that's sidebar rule. This is 1B now. Don't spend any money on a fucking hotel, because you're not going to have a nice time. You're going to have a shit time with a kid in a confined space. Now I'm going back to 1A, because we jumped ahead.
Okay.
1A, you have to... You can't watch television, because that's too loud. It'll wake the child up. You have to sit... Quiet, in basically in silence with a sleeping child.
Until you're tired,
which you won't be.
At which point they'll wake up.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't stay in a fucking hotel. What we did this time, we got a flat.
Yep.
And it was great.
It was brilliant.
All the kids had their own rooms. They had space. We didn't work out the heating work, so one day we were incredibly hot and the next day I had to literally walk around with a duvet wrapped around me.
But it was lovely. It was lots of... Yeah, it was... We watched terrestrial television, watched half of Pacific Rim.
We didn't even watch half of Pacific Rim. We watched it until, like, it started at 9. By 9:20 we went, should we go to bed?
We attempted to get a Deliveroo. They have Deliveroo in Milton Keynes. Apparently.
Yeah.
We saw a robot. That was pretty cool. They have robots in Milton Keynes.
I like that this is...
Just go to Milton Keynes.
What I did on my holidays by Rob Wilde. We saw a robot. A man brought us food.
I had an allergic reaction to it. It was great.
What other rules can you think of?
Don't stay in a hotel. Don't...
No, these aren't other rules. These are the rules I've already said. Travel light.
Travel light.
Because everywhere you go will have shops.
Travel light. Stay near a Sainsbury's like we did. And get your nappies there.
Yeah, buy your nappies when you get there. It don't worry, like everywhere has clothes. If you've packed wrong for the weather, just go and buy clothes.
Yeah, don't pack for your trip. Pack for the journey. Man.
Jesus Christ, you interrupted me for that.
When we travelled to Finland, I didn't take that many nappies because when we got there, I went shopping and I found they have Moomin nappies in Finland, which was very pleasing. But the journey there, we were on a plane, we had to keep the kid amused, iPad, different toy every 10 minutes, recycled them, because travelling on a plane with a child, not that much fun.
No. Right, tip 3?
Yeah.
2C? I don't know, I've lost completely.
2C?
I don't know, I've lost count. Right, is that ignore everything, literally ignore everything we've just said, because... What we did, we got a train to Milton Keynes. That isn't really going away with your kids. In the summer, we are being forced. We're not doing this by choice. We're being forced to have a week in Bali with two children.
Now,
and I am shitting myself.
Yes. So...
we don't need to explain why.
No. But we have to go to Bali, which is a lovely place, apparently. Normally, be really looking... And I'm actually quite looking forward to it. But not so much looking forward to the 18-hour flight.
18
there.
Hours with a 3-year-old and a one-year-old. So the one-year-old will be walking, very restless, not big enough really for his own seat, not small enough to be able to comfortably sit on our lap. Nope. Right in the shittiest age, right in the absolute shittiest age to spend 18 hours sitting with him. The 3-year-old is going to get restless. We went on a 38-minute train ride this weekend and he was running around. We're going to 18 hours. I don't know what to do. We're going to have to buy him Tramadol or something.
Okay. Just disclaimer, we're not buying our kid Tramadol.
I'm not ruling it out.
One tip someone gave me is to buy one of those suitcases for kids that opens out into a seat for them. So it's like a seat extender. I'm not sure how useful that's going to be because he's going to not really want to sit down.
No. Oh, more stuff. Let's take more stuff on an aeroplane.
Well, it can be his suit. Okay.
I can't. I really am not looking. Imagine being in a... This is what kids do to you. I'm in a position where I'm not looking forward to going on holiday to a tropical country.
Well, yeah. We do have that one-hour layover in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, though. Great. I'm really looking forward to taking you, the world's slowest walker, my 68-year-old dad and two children, hurtling across Kuala Lumpur Airport, a place I have no idea of the layout, to get a train... Oh, God.
It's an adventure. It's an adventure, Steve. It's an adventure. And then we've got to do it all again on the way back, except we don't have the promise of Bali on the way back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We get to come back and... Oh. We don't know anything.
Yes. So if you have any tips on surviving 18-hour flights with toddlers, essentially, we'd love to hear them. Stuart seems to have broken.
Genuinely, this is, I'm not exaggerating. 3 or 4 times a week, I will think about having to do this and just get really sad.
Well, I think the 3-year-old will be a bit bigger. So he's already starting to enjoy films. So he might be able to sit through a couple of days. There will, some of it will be sleeping. Our youngest son so far has been quite a peaceable, happy sort of boy. So apart from screeching like a pterodactyl when he's very, very pleased, hopefully he shouldn't be too much trouble. But it's just a question of cycling things and trying to keep it as normal as possible.
For 18 hours.
Well, that's 12 of that will be sleep.
No.
It might be broken up, but it will be sleep.
Oh, God.
So maybe I will deal with it because I have the right attitude and you can have the tramadol.
Yes!
Now for a section called Watched Under Duress, where we review some of the terrible television that our son has put us through.
What have they been watching today?
Today, we've been watching Badanamu.
What is Badanamu?
Badanamu is a YouTube channel. Some of the videos have up to 45 million views. It's like a CGI animated thing. Some of them are music videos, but altogether it's like a learning program. It says on the website, Badanamu is a new way for children to learn. It's about creating a playful adventure full of love and discovery. Badanamu products are not just applications, they are learning environments that allow children from 2 to 6 to explore reading, shapes and maths with every part of their mind.
That's everything. Every type of educational anything is that, you dicks.
But how you're introduced to it on YouTube is just loads of like nursery rhymes and songs with these characters. And the character, the Bada, is the main character. He's a white thing. It's unclear.
Half bear, half cat, maybe neither. I've seen, there are videos of him where he talks to a cat and makes himself distinct from them. And there's one where he talks to a bear and says something like, I'm not a bear either. He's just this weird... He looks like someone's got taken a photo of a dead person with overexposed... He's just eyes and mouth.
He's
and
a white creature. It's like somebody took a photo of a cat's face and put it on a bear.
Okay.
So there are all these characters, and I'm going to read out some of the ways that they describe them. Badder, brave but humble.
No, he's not. He's just a fucking... Oh, no, never mind.
Curly, who is a penguin, is far from boring, with a touch of gentleness and deep thinking. Jess, who is also a penguin, loves all things pink and sparkly. Punk, who is a penguin with kind of a mohawk, is a bad boy. Then there's Abby, Mimi, who is basically just a woolen thing. With eyes, not really supposed to be an animal in any way. But what sets them apart from your normal nursery rhyme things is that A, they are very cheeky, and B, they have the best song about ponytails that you will ever hear.
The best song? We can't play it because of rights, but Robin's about to sing it for you.
Am I allowed to sing it?
You can sing it.
It goes, I got a ponytail! I got a ponytail! I got a ponytail! It's very good. It's like
My Humps without the weird sexual.
Yeah, if My element. Humps was about my ponytail.
Yeah, it's about it's like My Humps if it was about hair. Now, just take a second to imagine how great that song would be.
It's my favourite song.
It's my favourite song too. I watched an hour long compilation of Badanamu videos. By the way, if I went quiet for a minute, it's because I was looking something up on my phone. But it's a Korean video company, right?
It's a Korean video company, but it was set up by an English man.
Okay.
David Roberts in London.
Badanamu means ocean tree.
Oh, does it mean something?
Bada means ocean. Namu means tree.
Ocean tree.
Hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Might name our next kid.
No!
It's very well animated, and it's funny, and it's cute.
And it's terrifying.
It's terrifying,
right? It's you're making out like here's this perfect, amazing thing. It is not. That we both watched it together. The ABC. Do you remember we watched it yesterday? You're putting a face like you can't remember. We watched the whole thing where Bada ran through the alphabet.
Right.
And everything he encountered, everything is shaped like a sort of an X.
Oh yeah.
So there's apple, which is a large apple with 4 smaller apples coming off it at diagonals. So yes. It looks like an X. B was bear.
Which was just an X with 2 paws. The bottom 2 bits of the X were paws. And the top 2 were eyes.
Yeah. Oh, and C was cat, which was similar.
Yeah.
But the cats only have 2 legs. They are spherical cats. And they only have 2 front legs. And they walk about. And they've got these 2 antennas.
Very confusing.
Geese? I've never seen anything more troubling than the Badanamu geese. It looks like a goose. It's shaped like a goose, except it has where its tummy is, it has a gigantic human face. And it talks out of the face so that the goose head just remains sort of flops about lifelessly while this nightmare creature talks out of its stomach.
If you have read the novel Oryx and Crake by Margaret Atwood, it's like one of those creatures. It's like one of those genetically altered pig bacon machines that they have in the future.
It's like, if you haven't read it, I haven't either, it's like Krang from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but a goose. It's like something from Annihilation. It's like if you tied Natalie Portman to a chair, then this goose with a man's face would just come up and start screaming at her. That's what Badanabu is. It's terrifying. It's really... there was a part, because, I mean, the Ponytail song is amazing, but there was a part of it where I was like, oh, shouldn't we be watching this with a kid?
The one thing that troubles me about it is the wool character.
Yeah!
So, like, imagine Paw Patrol... except instead of five pups or whatever, it was four pups and just like a lump of wool with eyes.
Yeah, but...
that everyone treated like a puppy.
And it sometimes dresses up as animals by just putting a cardboard face.
Oh, on top of the wool. Yeah. It's so weird.
It's like a nightmare. It's like an actual nightmare. It's like a really evil laboratory has decided that the best way to give people nightmares is to write an excellent song about ponytails and then tie it to some of the most disturbing imagery I have ever seen. So should we rate it out of 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Not just on the ponytail song.
No, as a whole. Okay. Oh, let's do, right. No, we'll do ponytail and then we'll do all of Badanami.
Okay, out of 10, ponytail song.
Okay. One, two, three. 10! Of course, it's an amazing song. Stop this podcast now and search for the ponytail song. It's great. Then come
Google
back to the
Badanamu ponytail.
It's great.
It is.
I put it on. I take it off. I got a
whip it. Yeah, it's great. Okay, Badanamu as a whole.
Except there is a bit in that song where they're like, let's dance to the DJ till we all collapse. No, you're three.
Just take
responsible naps. Anyway, Badanamu as a whole.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Seven.
Okay.
I enjoy it very much.
It's very well produced.
And also there is a very cute song about a baby owl.
Oh, yeah. But you like that because it's sung by a baby.
Was that why I like it?
I think so. It's got like this really obnoxious chug. I'm a night owl. I'm a baby owl flying in the sky.
What kind of children do you know?
That was.
That's not. It's like I'm a little. It's just a little kid.
No, you do it then.
No, because I'm not a little kid.
Well, no, but I'm not going. I'm a little owl. What?
Screaming in the sky. So this week's question comes from a man, and
a man,
and I'm. I mean, well, I assume a man.
Okay.
Now there's a question. There's also a bit that puts me off. So guess which one. Is the bit that pisses me off. So his name is Patrick McKiernan at The Scareball.
The Scareball sounds like the name of the Badanamu goose. Here comes the... villagers, hide! Here comes the Scareball.
So he says, at Naughty Step Pod, for that is our Twitter name. Hi, you little married couple with a couple of kids, you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever thought of discussing / experienced the horror of looking after someone else's kids?
Oh.
A nightmarish scenario that brings up a myriad of hellish alternates to being actual own kid parents? I genuinely don't understand what he just said.
I think he's saying, have you ever looked after other people's kids?
So, have you ever looked after other people's kids, basically?
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah, for a little bit. Oh, yes, actually, we have. We did it recently.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So, yes, thanks, Patrick. Yeah, that's our answer.
Thanks. Next time, think about your question a bit, Mel. Don't just answer yes or no. Open questions.
My tip would be, do not look after a large baby while heavily pregnant.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah. And I always find myself either being a parent or another kid. I can't find myself...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. We just looked after... We had a morning where we had a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And that was great.
It was great.
Because I was just like, what do you want to do?
And I just took them to Subway.
Whatever they wanted. Like, we were out in the middle. We had a snow fight, which I wouldn't do with our kids because I don't want them to get cold and uncomfortable. But these I didn't care about. So I was just throwing snow at them. And then they went, can we have a Subway? And I went, yeah. I made plans for lunch, books, whatever. And I just, it was a few hours of just going, yeah, go on then. Which I would never do with my own kids.
No, you go, no, Subway.
Yeah, I would be, I'm strict with my kids, but they're not my problem in the long term. So I'll just go, I'll buy you an entire tub of chewing gum.
I think looking after other people's kids is like looking after a newborn. You just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Just want some peace.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. But yeah, no, there's no, other people's children aren't hell unless you're at soft play. In which case they're all bastards.
Other people's kids who you don't know are shit. I hate all other kids who I've never met. But if I spend any time with kids, yeah, they're fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, shut up, Patrick.
And that's it for episode 9 of The Naughty Step. Is it number 9?
Yes.
Excellent! I hope you enjoyed it. We're on Twitter at naughtystepod.com. We're on Instagram.
Not?
Why do I keep saying .com after everything? I'm like Alexandra Burke from that one. That's niche. That one episode of X Factor that she
guessed. What did she say?
She said, okay.com. Very successful woman. She's gone on to do many interesting things with her life, but that's forever what she's going to be known as.
I don't like her. I think she looks like she's got a bad smell under her nose.
Join us again next week for
more insights.
Not even insight, is it? It's just more baseless speculation about people off the telly.
Snooty face. Have a good week.
Get some sleep. You're going to say bye?
Oh, bye. Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.